We are back. Okay. And in 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, this is Sean from Phoenix Ash, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
So to Comic Pop Rocking Into Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jacob,
Jonathan,
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Anna Rose's EP Strays in the Cut. This is brought to us by Black Panda PR again, with Amanda Carney sending us the EP. So thank you again, Amanda and Anna, for doing this both. We appreciate everything that you've done for Comic Pop Library and continue to do. So thank you again. This is one where Anna Rose, she's had a previous album out, and she's releasing this EP. Just kind of some different tracks that she's done. Anna doesn't have very much of a bio on her website, so this will be really brief. Basically says the only background information is that at age 5, Anna had already taken up piano, guitar, and dance.
Wow.
So she was into music at a very young age. The themes for the EP is what she really wants to talk about and everything, so we'll go with that. The theme that this is pretty much what is in her words, you just can't wait because you never know. And this was done basically because of one of her inspirations. His name was Warren Zevon, and he did an album while he was fighting cancer, and pretty much at the end of doing that album, he passed away. She's pretty much doing this in homage to him and some other artists that she knows, but mainly to him. Say, go out there and do stuff, because you never know when you're not going to be here, so just go for it. Some of the other things that Anna Rose says that Strays in the Cut is meant to be is, I'm trying to remember where I am at the heart of it. I'm a songwriter. I'm emotional. But if you're always fighting for what you believe in, that is all that matters. This is who I am. And that's from Anna Rose herself in quotes from her website. The way this, and just to be upfront, I enjoyed it. It's got a different beat than some of the songs we've listened to. I don't know about you guys. If you liked it off the top, Logan liked it.
I really liked it. And now, because I was saying something about this earlier that I didn't understand the way that she had placed the music, but now that you've read that, I can see where she was coming with her how was the way I worded it? Her music structure.
The structure.
Yeah. I can understand where she was coming from it, you know, with it being so upbeat and then going down to a low beat, going back up to an upbeat and then going down to a low beat. And I can see where she was coming from with that.
Right.
Now, so.
And part of that isn't necessarily because of what she was feeling. It's just the structuring of an album or an EP. I think that's a little bit intentional. It's kind of like poetry. It's like ABC, ABC.
Yeah.
And to me, how I looked at these, there was six songs on the EP, and that's what we're talking about here is her EP, Strays in the Cut. There are only six songs. The first opening song is what we came in on with Force of Nature.
Which I really liked.
Yeah, it has a very rock feel.
Yeah. Right?
And it just basically said, don't underestimate me is what I got from it. Then the next song is kind of a sultry, bluesy, jazzy feel.
Yeah.
And then the next song is kind of a country feel.
Yeah.
And then you go back up to the rock, then to the little bit slower tempoed one again, and then the last one's kind of a mixture of a folksy, but more on the rock end of it. So that's where I say
because
there's that structure.
She kind of brought it up with an, or she started with an upbeat, and then she ended it with an upbeat, and that's what I really liked about it. Like at first, I was just like, and then it was just like, oh, I see what she was doing now. So it was at first, it was really confusing.
You gotta listen to the music.
Yeah.
And Jacob, what did you think? I think most of us kind of said we kind of enjoyed it for the most part, but
no, I really enjoyed it. I was when I first queued it up, I was just reading a book, and as soon as the first song came on, it caught my attention. I was like, oh, this is gonna be different. I wasn't expecting a kind of a rock feel to it, and then as we really came in, I was like, okay, this is kind of right in my wheelhouse. I like this, and I like the way that she starts out kind of a quick tempo, upbeat rock song, and then slowly steps it down to in her third song, which is
Start of War.
It's nice and slow, and just has a nice change of pace to it. So I enjoyed the whole thing. I mean, it's one of those that's going to stay in my playlist, and most of those songs I imagine will stay in my recently played, just because they're not songs I'm going to hit the skip button on very often, and if they are, it's because I'm specifically looking for something.
Well, I got from this is I'm not going to say I like all of them. I enjoyed them, but I didn't. There's some I liked better than others.
Yeah,
I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I agree with you.
Pretty much the first three songs knocked it out of the park. Right. I thought. I mean, back to back to back, and the change of pace, like you said, I enjoyed that. I'm not much into the bluesy, jazzy feel, but her voice is coming through so clear on "Bury Me Deep," that's the second song that I enjoyed it still.
Mm-hmm.
And then with "The Start of War," it had that folk type feel to it.
So it wasn't one of my favorites.
See, I enjoyed that one. You got to talk clear.
I thought that one was fairly good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Start of War I enjoyed because of its folksy feel. And then the fourth one was Under Your Skin. This is one where it kind of deviates a little bit. It kind of feels like there's two halves, and there's literally two halves in this album. And this one the last six kind of dive off into a little bit darker area.
Oh, yeah.
Where the first three are a little bit lighter to me, and they're still a little bit dark already, but Under Your Skin, it's another solid rock piece. I mean, it's there, and it's basically, there are some areas where it's a little bit muddy, and so, but that's fairly common.
I agree with you on that one. I saw that. Or I heard that.
You saw that?
Yeah,
you can see the notes in your head.
It's just sitting there right there on your computer screen. I'm just watching it. Like, it's magic.
But what I still liked about it, even though when it gets kind of muddy, you can still, if you're not doing something else, and you're actually sitting and listening to the song, you can pretty much make out what the lyrics are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unlike some of the other stuff we've reviewed in the past.
It's a little...
Where even when I'm sitting there listening to it, and I can have the lyrics up in my hand, and I go, I don't see how they get there. I don't get it at all. And that's
true.
And I appreciate when I can actually understand what's what's being sung or sang or whichever the proper verb is.
I think that she has a very unique voice. It's kind of like one of the lead singers from Ultraviolet Rays. I mean,
and that's a group we reviewed in the past. Yeah. And I have some. She's got a voice that kind of blends with different people for me, but we'll get in that in a little bit later. But Logan, were you wanting to say something there for a minute?
No.
Oh, okay. But to keep going on through the songs, Under Your Skin kind of is like, it's kind of, like some, You'll Be Back, Dirty Boy kind of like deal. It's like, you like me, you'll be back, you can't resist. And
it was kind of like, it was kind of like Flame for me, because I thought that Flame was kind of,
Flame wasn't, that's the last song on the EP, and that one, it had a slight folksy feel, but it had more of a rock feel to it as well. But this one was even probably the muddiest song, because I'm not really sure where Flame's at in the song. I think I know where it's at, but it's not clear.
Yeah.
But the beat is good enough that I still enjoy it that way.
From what I got from it, it was not
Oh. Brain cramp.
No, not brain cramp. I don't know how to, like, it was a sexual song to me. It was just...
Like I said, that was one that was a little bit harder for me to
really get into. Well, with some of the lyrics in there, because she was like... Because
Under Your Skin is definitely a sexual song.
Yeah.
And Natural Disaster is kind of like a little bit of one, but it's kind of like, you know, I love you, but you are bad for me. We need to just get out of this thing or we're going to kill each other. But we're drawn back together.
In Flame, she was talking about flesh touching flesh and like seeing people in a crowd and stuff like that. So I don't know if she was kind of like going for like one night stand type deal.
Maybe so. Who knows? But last three definitely took a darker tone.
Yeah.
And it did take a sexual tone, more of what the first three did by far. The first three is more like, you know, Don't Underestimate Me.
Yeah.
Bury Me Deep is kind of, if you think about it, it's a little bit sad.
Yeah.
It's some of the lyrics in there is bury me shallow because she feels so much. Bury me deep so the sun doesn't reach me, breaking my heart so you can see the rest of me. And so it's kind of like she's sacrificing herself so that whoever she's with will see her, which is kind of sad in a way that you're breaking somebody down like that.
Mm-hmm. And now that I kind of want to go back, I can see... I can respect Start of War now because I can, now that I'm thinking about some of the lyrics and what she said in the song, it's just, I can see where she was coming from it and I can respect it, but that doesn't necessarily mean I have to like it.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's like I said, there's two on there, the muddier ones. I love the beats.
Yeah.
And I'll listen to them for that, but it's a little bit so muddier.
Right.
That, you know, it's kind of like some of the rock songs that I love, I'll sing them, but boy, I don't know if I'm singing the right lyrics or not, because you're, and sometimes when you find out what the lyrics are, you're like, oh, okay, I guess I got those wrong. But Start of War is like, you know, no matter what you do, somebody's coming out to get you.
Yeah.
You can't please everybody. And unless I'm misreading that, that's kind of what I got. But this is one where we talked about, you thought she kind of sounded like the lead singer on Ultraviolet Rays.
Yeah.
And I'm the old, again, showing my oldness here. You guys might remember them. Depends on how much you listen to. But I see her voice as a blending of Juice Newton and Stevie Nicks.
I recognize the name Stevie Nicks. I don't recognize the other
name. She used to sing with Fleetwood Mac. I don't know if you remember that group or not.
I don't. No, damn. Okay. No, Stevie Nicks.
Okay. I remember
the other one. I don't.
Second name.
I know who Fleetwood Mac is. I was going to sit out and be like, I'm going to make you feel old, but no, I won't throw you completely under the bus. No, I know who
I'm always making him feel old because he'll mention a name and I'm just like, who?
Well, this one, depending on the songs, like the Start of War, that really has an emulation of Juice Newton. I really hear that coming through really a lot. But then, like, a lot of the other ones, especially the rock ones, I hear a lot of Stevie Nicks' sound. And it's not that she's trying to copy by any means. No. It's just that's how she's developed her voice and how it sounds. And Stevie Nicks does have a unique voice.
She does.
Juice Newton... not quite as unique, but where she sang was unique because she kind of fell in the pop, but she also fell in the country.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So.
A little bit of a Taylor Swift.
No. No. Not a Taylor Swift by any means. But the same crossover appeal.
Yeah.
Yes. But nothing like Taylor Swift. Go look up Juice Newton and her songs are a little bit more mature in theme.
Mm.
And not about the breakups all the time.
Yeah.
And, of course, every song.
I don't like Taylor Swift all that much. So.
Oh, I love her. I'll stand up in a minute. I love her songs. Don't necessarily have to appreciate what she does in her life, but her songs are upbeat enough that I enjoy.
I liked her better when she was country. I'm not going to lie.
I think she saw the writing on the wall and shifted.
Yeah.
So I can't blame her. Go where the money's at. And she is. And she's making money hand over fist. But this is what I think anybody that's into the rock, if probably, you're going to get into this and the bluesy stuff. I mean, that's where rock was born, is from the blues. And, you know, so that's a natural connection. The Start of War is probably the most out of place song because it is kind of has almost a country feel, folksy country feel.
Yeah, it does.
So it kind of has a little bit of an out of place feel to it. But again, it's one that I liked because I do like that style of music. And it's fairly simple. It spotlights the guitar and drum for the most part and just a simple song. Logan, you've been quiet. Yeah, I know you like it. You did say
that. Yeah, I did. And most of what I thought most notable has already been noted. Just, yeah.
Ah, okay. That works. But I would say this is one where I'm not sure if there's going to be a physical album or not. Let me hold on just a momento. You can...
He's bilingual as well, folks.
Yeah. Not that much. Poquito. We have AnnaRoseMusic.com is her website. You can go there. You can purchase her previous album, and I think she has one other EP on there. And you can actually buy physical copies. I do not know if Strays in the Cut will have a physical copy or not. There's a place marker on there, but the time that we're talking about this, it hasn't actually been dropped yet, but it will shortly. But by the time everybody hears this, it will have dropped on June 17th. So you can go to her website, AnnaRoseMusic.com. You'd definitely be able to get the digital download there, if not one of the other digital downloaders. And you might actually be able to do a physical copy as well. Mm-hmm. Her previous album is called Pale Horse. If there's libraries out there that are interested in the physical copies, pick that up. I think your patrons will enjoy it. This is, again, since these are indie artists, you're going to have to, you know, suggest them a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a library and you have a specific section for the music and you can play selections, put this on a selection list so people can hear it and then maybe ask you about it. Mm-hmm. Personal collections. This will fit right in with a nice rock blues collection. Fit perfectly for anybody that's fans of that. I think anybody that enjoys the music will enjoy it. Some of the people that don't like rock might not be for. But for the most part, I think most everybody would enjoy this. She's got a nice clear voice for the most part.
Yeah.
I think that's going to about do it for us this time around. Everybody's talked out. we have to make a comment. April was our music person, so this will be the last comment we'll make on that. So we're not going to be as technical as April was. We're just going to tell our feelings, how we like the album, what we see about it, what it emulates. So it's not going to be as technical as when April was here. So that's one of her specialties and where she is from in the heart. So we're just here enjoying the music. We'll leave it at that. So again, we want to say thank you to Black Panda PR, Amanda and Anna for that. But before we leave, I want to give a shout out to Lily Elise. She is an artist that we featured on our webpage. She's got a couple of tweets that she tweeted back to us. I think one of them might have been on Facebook as well. But we looked at her album, we looked at a song entitled Let Me Down, and this is what she wrote back to us. This means so much to me, Comic Pop Library. Thank you for the love on Let Me Down, featuring Made in L.A., and for writing. And this is one of the quotes that she took from the website. Some artists can depend on their instruments to cover their voices when they are uncomfortable with it, but not here. The vocals are front and center. So she appreciated that. And Lily does have a nice, clear voice. The guys here don't really get to hear some of the singles that come through. They just come through my desk, and I just write what comes to mind when I hear them. So enjoyed it, Lily, and thank you for the comments back. And then another one that she sent to us, it was kind of just fun how she worded it. She had a concert with a couple of other people. One of them was Made in LA that was featured on her song, and then a Jessica Morgan. They had a concert out in California, and I helped them out with posting a flyer for it. And she wrote back, says, do what Comic Pop Library tells you and come see us live. Pours voice. So thank you for doing that for us, Lily, and hopefully we can do some more promotioning for you and send us an EP or album. We'll give you a shout out and do a podcast for you as well. We'll be glad to. And anybody can email us or get a hold of us on Facebook and Twitter. You can do it at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. Just send us an email that way. Facebook, look under Comic Pop Library. Like us there, and you can make comments on the page. Send messages. Twitter, also Comic Pop Library. You can send us messages that way as well. And share and like everything you see so everybody else can start hearing about us more and more. And before we close out, is there anything else you guys want to mention before we close it out? We got crickets. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Anyway, that'll do it for us. We've had fun here. We want to thank Amanda Carney again from Black Panda PR and Anna Rose for giving us the EP Strays in the Cut and letting us listen to it and review it. Appreciate it very much and the continued support. We've been having fun here. Hopefully everybody out there is having fun listening to us. We'll see you on the flip side. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
For listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.